Father, we lift you up, Lord. You're worthy of our praises. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We praise you, Lord, for all the prayers that you've answered for us and the prayers you're going to answer for us. And Father, we thank you for walking, getting this self out of us, Lord, and replacing it with you. Lord, it seems like sometimes that we're just kind of stagnant at times. But I know you're working in us. And I'm asking you, Lord, to speed up the process in all of us. Help us out, Lord. Bring those trials in front of us that we need to go through in order to bring out you, Lord. I'm asking that for myself. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do what's necessary in all of us to bring us into that realm that you want us in when this thing starts. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. And tonight we ask, Lord, that these praise and worship times would be a sweet smile in your nostrils, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Anybody got a prayer request? Okay, Missy, go ahead.
Just to update y'all about Herbie, Moreau finally today called his oldest sibling, his sister Helen, and she didn't know anything about what was going on with Herbie, and he told her, you know, what Herbie called her and called him and everything, and so she said she would go over and visit Shirley, his Herbie's wife, which is Merle's sister. Anyway, and she said that that Herbie's making it sound worse than what it is. And but the thing of it is what Shirley told Helen was is that she went today and picked him up and took him out to eat, and said that he's able to do for himself, but you don't know how he's going to be 1 week to the next. And I told Merle, I said before, you know, or I actually said last night and today again, I said, I see fear in this whole situation on both sides, you know, and, but if you'd have seen him, the way he was when we saw him back, around the end of July, she had to take him in the wheelchair to go into the bathroom to get to the bathroom. And he was just sleeping all the time. And so I think he was in the vet hospital at least about 6 weeks, maybe a little longer. But the way it sounds, he's doing really well. Apparently he's able to walk. Because if she picked him up and took him out to eat and he's able to do for himself. And I said to Mara, I said, wow, you know, but, you know, and that's why he's so upset, because she's like leaps and bounds better than he was before, you know, and doesn't understand why she won't even let him come home for a visit, you know, even if it's just for a couple hours or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to pray for him. And I said to Mara, I prayed and I said, you know, I said, well, I just want to repeat this. Lord, I believe, Lord, that you're doing healing work in him, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that he is going to be able to go home and that he's not going to, his health is not going to deteriorate anymore. Lord, that he's just only going to get better. and that you're going to completely heal him. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that, Lord. And I ask you to take, I just command all fear out of all the family members in this situation, Lord, and that that Lord, help Herbie to know, Lord, that he's going through this. Lord, a lot of your people don't understand the whole, you know, being crucified or whatever, Lord. And Lord, just speak to him that that you work all things together for good to those that love you or called according to your purpose, Lord. Remind him, I know he knows that. So Lord, just help him to understand that, and even a bigger picture of that, you know, about being crucified with you, Lord. By faith, we are crucified and we no longer live, but it's you that lives in us. But Lord, that takes a process for that to be manifested, Lord. And just, Lord, help him to be at peace and know, Lord, that he's in your hand, in your hands, Lord, and that you're taking care of him, Lord. And just to Lord, help him to know that he needs to forgive, that if he has any animosity about what's going on, Lord, that just help him to know, Lord, that this is from you, Lord, and that you're taking care of him, and that to not be forgiving towards anybody, unforgiving, but to forgive, Lord, always, if he wants to be forgiven, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to make a way for Merle and I to go see him here real soon. Lord, you know, I suggested to Merle that we go see him on Sunday, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, if that's your will, that you put it in Merle's heart, Lord, to go see Herbie and not just him, but, you know, some of the other family members, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you for the work that you're doing here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We consider it all done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. I'm confused. Is this Merle's brother or brother-in-law?
In-law.
Okay.
Herbie was telling him that, you know, when you have bone cancer, the average is set 5 to 7 years that you live. Well, he's had it 7 years now. And, but anyway, so he just doesn't understand why, you know, he can't go home. And if he's doing that, well, I can kind of understand why he doesn't understand, you know? So.
I'm telling him, move over, mama. I'm coming home.
Well.
Don't work like that, huh?
No, well, Lord, you just, like I said, Lord, help Shirley and the rest of the family. See that he's better and that he can do for himself, and amen. Just to believe, Lord, that you really are doing the healing work in him. Lord, I want to go there so bad and encourage Herbie and Shirley, in particular, both of them, Lord, and I want to see with my own eyes. I believe it, but I just want to see it with my own eyes and to be really encouraged myself. I'm encouraged just by what I hear, but I just want to see it. So I thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. I believe it. Herbie's healed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Anyone else? I want to pray for my daughter. Lord, I lift up Allison to you. I'm not going to speak anything, but just that I'm asking you, and I've already done it, but I'm believing, Father, that you are taking her to the place to where she will cry out to you, Lord, for salvation, for relief, for all of those things, Lord. Because I can't help her. Only you can help her. And Lord, we're at a point to where she's, you know, I'm just going to allow you to work in her. I bind up those demons that are tormenting her right now in the name of Jesus. And I bind up every one of them to cease your activity against her in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you've given her clarity of thought to remember those things that I've told her time and time again. And Father, I thank you for that. I'm thanking you, Lord, that you'd send an angel in, maybe whatever. I don't know. You know what it's going to take, Lord. And I thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay. Anybody else? What about a praise report? Yeah, Matt.
Not really a praise report, but more of a announcement. We went to go see the midwife today, and we're having another boy.
I messed that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's two boys. Okay, well, going to have to get a bigger tractor, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obi has a playmate.
Yeah. What you gonna call him? Hey, you. I wish I could show y'all the video my granddaughter sent me today of her little boy taking a bath. And what he did in the bath. I'm telling you, I like to fell out. Oh, my goodness. Those kids, they just... I laughed for 30 minutes. I've never seen anybody take a picture, you know. I mean a video. What are you doing, Hayes? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? you had them in there. All right. Anybody else? Testimony. Go ahead, Marilyn.
You know, I have a testimony. We work at our local food bank, and we're always short of help. We serve a lot of people, but not many people help on a consistent basis. And Barry was bringing in 2 pallets of food yesterday, and it was just the helpers were pretty slim. It was Casey and I and one other girl and Barry to unload probably close to 2,000 pounds of food. And so I just said, well, Lord, you know we need help. And almost immediately here walks up this lady that's probably in her 40s, but she was very strong. And she just walked up to the truck and started helping unload. And I can't tell you how many times that has happened. Barry pulls up with the truck. I see we don't have any help or enough help. And either somebody will show up to pick up their food. That's usually what it is they'll show up to pick up their, you know, because they want to get food. But they'll just see that we're unloading the truck and they'll just walk up and start helping. So I want to thank the Lord for that. I can't tell you how many times it's happened. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all the help that you can send us when we need it. Thank you, Father.
Amen. More than that, just that, you know, he answers and answers so quick sometimes. There's kind of what I think of as fast-acting prayer and time-release prayer. And sometimes it's real fast-acting. It just happens immediately. And that either way, it's good. And, you know, Father is wise, and we appreciate all that. But to have him just answer so quickly, I'm very thankful. Very thankful.
And do y'all run the food bank, or is someone else running?
There's a couple. There's one other person that's, you know, she's more in charge. But it's basically just Barry going to get the food every week, and myself and Casey, and this one other person. And actually, her brother has started coming and helping some, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. All right. Praise God. Yeah, Missy.
Marilyn, when you said fast acting and time release, it made me think of medicine. That's the word.
I know.
Yeah. The Lord's healing, medicine, salvation is fast acting and time release, just on time, right? Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Listen, I want y'all, everybody that's listening, to write this down. Oh. This is a book that you can find online. It's called The Shepherd's Look at Psalms 23. It's a book that's been out for probably 40-something years. By, Keller or something like that. I can't remember. Let me look here and see. But you can go online and find it. And Philip Keller. W. Philip Keller, The Shepherd's Look at Psalms 23. It's not a very long book, actually fairly short. But what I've read of it and what I've heard about it, it's a pretty good book. And maybe we can go over it next week sometime. You may be able to find it online as a PDF, I don't know, because it has been out so many years. Or you can order it as a used book from A Books or Thrift Books or one of those used bookstores for, you know, $3 or $4. But anyway, I'd like for you to go read that. Tell me what you think of it. Maybe we can go over it, because I understand. I've only read the first chapter. What I read so far is pretty good. He goes through the 23rd Psalm and talks about each phrase. And it's pretty, what I've read so far is pretty neat. And we'll just critique it and see what it is, you know. Okay. Any questions? I think we designated tonight as praise and worship night. So somebody did. Somebody asked me if we could have it, and I said, yeah, I don't see why not. So here we are. Anybody got anything else they'd like to comment on or talk about before we get into the praise and worship? Yeah, Missy.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead, Gano.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for a quick answer, too, just like I think it was Marilyn said, he answers really quickly. And I was going to ask for prayer this morning, and I totally forgot about it until I was sitting in an office, last summer I had some issues, and so my girls insisted I go to the doctor. Well, I had a checkup today to see how I was doing from last year. I had not been there since last summer. And I just prayed while I was sitting there and just believing, you know, everything was fine, because I've felt good and I've been able to do way more than I've been able to do in, I would say, several years for this summer, because there's been so much to do here. And as far as I know, everything is really good. I know that I'm totally healed, but they want me to do, it's an ultrasound, I think they call it an EKG or something. Well, I'm not exactly sure what it's called. But anyway, to make sure, because last summer they said I had a valve that was leaky, and I'm believing it's not leaky. So anyway, that's supposed to be next week. But I just want to praise the Lord, because I have been feeling much stronger than I was. And I know that the Lord has really blessed me with strength, because he's been with me each and every day. And I thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that Gaynold is healed completely.
That's
no
right.
No problem. In Jesus'
completely.
Name.
Completely. So, they were asking for my list of medications, and I said, well, I don't take anything. And so, I said, well,
God.
That goes really fast. Then she was ready to write down all this stuff, and it's like, I don't take anything. And she was a little surprised, because most people my age are taking some. So anyway, I just thank the Lord.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to share.
Okay. Thank you, Gaynold.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Missy.
Right before I got on, I thought I'd look on YouTube, maybe find a song or something, some new song or something or whatever. Anyway, something caught my eye, and it was Glenda Lomax. And I thought I'd click on that video, and she's talking about a deadly winter. And I thought, that sounds interesting. And so I looked up for the text of it, and it's not very long. Can I read it?
Well, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We ain't gonna have no deadly winter.
Well, I have a funny feeling it may not be talking exactly about what she thinks it may be.
Okay, go ahead.
Prepare my children, for an intense winter comes your way, and death rides on its wings. There will be much lack and hunger and need of heat. Your little ones will starve if you do not prepare. Prepare, for darkness comes your way. This is not a winter such as you have seen before. This one brings new dangers. I warn that you may prepare. Many will not heed my warning, and death will claim them. This is a time to walk in much wisdom and prudence, that you may be spared from the jaws of death a little longer. Prepare for lack, for hunger, and for cold. Prepare that you may stay warm in this time. Warn your loved ones, a deadly winter comes your way. And you know how the tribulation has, winters symbolize tribulation. And I'm wondering if the Lord's not trying to hint at that. I don't know. But she said I started to watch the video, and I only got part of the way through. I kind of skipped over some stuff, but I'm curious to see what else, if she has more to say about this word or whatever. Usually if she sees something when she has a word, she will write that down, that what she sees too. But anyway, I just felt to share that if anybody else wants to check into it or whatever. The biggest reason that it caught me was because of Sandy's dream about the bad snowstorm that's manufactured, supposedly the powers that be manufacturing a really bad snowstorm for November, according to her dream. So That's the biggest reason I clicked on it, because it kind of caught my eye. I instantly thought about that.
Well, what was the dream that she had, that we had a big snow in November?
It was the property we were heavily chemtrailing. David shared on the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Barry.
Yeah, this weekend in Montana, western Montana, they're forecasting like 18 to 24 inches of snow and wind blowing 60 miles an hour. And I mean, frigid temperatures. And it's just mighty early for that kind of thing. You know, Montana's pretty harsh as far as winter goes, but they got this monster storm coming in that is going to cause people a lot of trouble. And Father, we pray you have mercy on your people, your elect over there in Montana, and bless and keep them. And Father, I pray you work this all out, and I pray you reduce the power and the severity of this storm. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just ask that you save all the animals too, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yeah, I caught a glimpse of that. Merle had the TV, I had the news on, and I caught a glimpse of that. They were talking about that. Yeah.
It's too early for all that stuff. Hey, Andrew, I met a couple of your buddies today down here in Tennessee. They were from Toronto.
Oh.
So on a motorcycle. I asked you, his name was Steve. I said, Steve, did you drive all the way down here on that motorbike? They said, no. They said, I drug it down here. He said, I ain't going to drive all the way down here on that motorcycle. But he said, we just come down here. He said, I guess they come down here quite often, him and his wife and his buddy and her wife, his wife. But they're here from Toronto. You know them?
Toronto's pretty far from here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's Canada. You know, I figured everybody knew everybody in Canada. But anyway, I thought that was pretty neat. All right, anybody else? I want to pray for Marilyn and Barry for that food bank. They need some more help over there, permanent help. Father, I just ask that you send in plenty of people to help at that food bank. That's a great service for the people who need it. And Lord, we thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. And not only that, Lord, if it picks up in business, that the food would be readily available in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I know the trials that you go through. I've helped with food banks before. Matter of fact, we had a large one, a very large one, that we had semis coming in, all that kind of stuff. And it takes a lot of labor to do these things. You got to get the groceries in. You got to catalog it in the, you know, the vegetables in one place, and da 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 da, and soda pops and all this kind of stuff. And then you have to sack the stuff to get it ready for the people. And then you have to cull what you can't use and throw that away. And then, you know, it's just a big job. It's a big job. So I understand the trials that you go through running a food bank. I enjoyed it. I always enjoyed it because I always got out there and preached to it. Me. I just love to do that. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for sending them all the help that they're going to need here in the future. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Anybody else? Pat, you doing okay? All right.
Doing fine. Hey, one thing I was thinking today, which actually yesterday, I was feeling a bit discouraged. I think it was coming from watching the news and all of the all of the shenanigans that are happening. But one thing that I was thinking about is that it's very evident now that the deception seems to be so rampant, but it just seems that mankind has the ability to believe whatever they want to believe. And I was kind of thinking about that because obviously people believe certain things. They believe that it's true. But it's like men or mankind has the ability to ignore certain things, willingly and openly just ignore certain things and choose to believe other things, whether it be the opposite or whatever. And I thought, how weird that seems to be. Until I realized, after a little while, I realized that technically that's kind of an ingredient necessary for faith. Because even sometimes in the Word, you see things that are not manifested, but you see things, the truth, and to a certain degree, you have to choose to believe that and push the opposite away. And so I was kind of, in the midst of my discouragement, was kind of encouraged that being able to believe what you choose to believe is a necessary aspect of faith, the ability to choose God's word over the wisdom of the world or whatever. So I just thought it was kind of interesting. But one thing I've also felt the need to pray for President Trump because of the onslaught against him right now. And I don't see how that guy can constantly take the opposition. Yes, agreed, 100%. But it's constant. Every day, every moment, it doesn't matter if everything is positive or something happens positive, the media and those that oppose him have the ability to turn it to an absolute attack and negative. And it's just, I'm amazed at how God is holding him up in this process. But a couple days ago, though, I felt, though, that he was, I don't know if maybe he didn't sleep well the night before or whatever, but I could sense it in his demeanor or in his speech that he was tired. And I don't know if it was a spiritual tired or a physical tired or maybe both, but I just feel the need just to uphold him and lift him up. And just praise the Lord that God has taken him and is pouring grace into his life for the purpose that he's called him for. So, matter of fact, I'll just pray. Father, thank you for your strength. Thank you for the endurance and the grace that you've put in President Trump's life, Lord. Thank you for your constant strength in his life and in his heart. Thank you that you've called him, though he may not know you. You have called him and for a specific purpose. And Lord, even though I'm not sure completely what that purpose is. I know that he is giving us time, that he is taking down certain aspects of the deep state and that whole process, though I know through prophecy and in your word that it will bounce back and that there will be ushered into us a time that will be completely against you, a completely anti-Christ environment. But I thank you for President Trump, that you've strengthened him and you've led him in this time, and that you are doing certain things. I don't know if it's bringing the deep state or the evil that is persists in people, or the vicious, angry spirit. You're manifesting that to give people an appreciation for truth and peace and grace and love. Lord, I just I pray for him that you would continue to strengthen him, you would protect him and send your angels around here. And Lord, that you would, in this time, give us grace, Lord, to support him through prayer, support him in whatever means that it means, just to lift him up, to strengthen him, and to cooperate with the word that you're trying to accomplish in his life and in the life of this nation, Lord. Just bring revival to this nation and the world. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit, Lord, and bring your wisdom, your truth, and enlightenment of salvation, the life of Christ revealed within us. Just pour out your spirit, and I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. A couple of things, Pat, and I don't want to get into political, but I will say this. The first, the Lord told us that he's putting Trump in there to give the Christians slack for the first 3.5 years. Just think of what it would be like of the tribulation. Just think of what it would be like if we'd had Hillary in there. But that's one reason. Another thing that I wanted if you could look at a parallel between the spiritual and the physical realm of it, what you see going on with the left is complete faction. Complete faction. And those demons are all over them. They don't make any sense. Anything that they do is just crazy. It's just crazy. But that's that faction spirit. And the people that you talk to around you, they're watching that stuff on the TV. That spirit gets on them. That's how dangerous that spirit is. That faction spirit is. It can come through that TV and get on people. And that's what you see with the liberal people. Unless they, I'm just saying that's what we've seen here. That's what we're looking at. It's the same thing. We see it here with the faction people leaving this ministry. They get just plumb stupid. People going to Mormonism, people going to Messianic, turning back to stuff that doesn't make any sense after getting all this learning. Lord just takes all complete common sense out of them. Okay, that's all I want to say about that. We've seen it happen. First time it really dawned on me that what the Lord was doing to these people, when he wipes their memory clean of what they've learned from the Lord, they go completely nuts. We had one man stand out here many years ago and rail at me and David, and he looked like a cartoon character jumping around out there. He was so happy to be evil. He was so happy to be evil, and he told us, one of the things he told us, he said, if I was 10 years younger, I'd thrash both of them. David looked at me, and I looked at him, He is 10 years younger than we are. He was 10 years younger than we are. We just laughed at him. Said, go on, boy, get on out of here. Just craziness. Just complete idiocy. But that's the demon that jumps on you. Anyway, and that's what you're saying out there with the left. You're saying that stupid demon being multiplied. Okay. Anybody got a good praise report? I mean, a good praise song? Y'all didn't come up in here without a praise song. I know that. Hey, y'all don't want me to sit up in here and sing. I can do it. I'll run y'all off. Yeah, Marilyn.
Okay. I'll go first. It's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. Like okay. Brooklyn, New York. Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah.
And it's Psalm 34, and it's the live version.
You say live version?
Mm-hmm. You get to hear this now. This is Shane and Chase. Oh, did I send this to you? Mm-hmm. No, I think I sent you some. I think I sent you.
Video unavailable. Let me see here if I can type it in here.
Yeah.
Psalm 34, you said, wasn't it? Is that right? Oh, yeah, here it is. It's on Vivo. Uh-oh, gosh. That one's unavailable. That one's unavailable.
It's showing up on YouTube for me.
Okay, let me type that in. Wait a minute. Taste and see. Yeah, taste and see. I don't see the live one. Let's see.
Where's Debbie? Debbie? Just curious.
Here it is.
Oh, sorry, I thought I was unmuted there, Andrew. They're in Florida visiting family.
Oh, okay.
Vacation.
Okay, let me see if I got it here, boys and girls. Is this it?
Praise the Lord. Aren't we glad that we're free today? The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. And it also says to taste and see that the Lord is good. Once we've tasted freedom, we won't go back. Come on, this morning, let's taste and see that the Lord is really good. If you believe that, come on, clap your hands. We're going to bless his name today.
Magnify the Lord. Jesus. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
I like that one.
That'd been nice to experience.
Excuse yourself.
Let me tell you what the Lord told us one night in fellowship.
Okay.
He said he has angels sitting there watching people during praise and worship to see where their heart is. So don't be sitting there like some stick on the log, man. I'm just saying, they're taking notes. There's old Michael. He's sitting over there like a bump on the log. He ain't done nothing. But he does. He said, he told us that the Lord takes notes where our heart is during praise and worship. I thought that was neat. So I started getting into it more, you know, instead of watching people like we sometimes do. Get up there and raise my hand. I get to dancing, get to hollering, get to, you know, get involved with the Lord. Okay, what you got there, Pat? He's got one for me here. Let's see.
See about that one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, they do. I love it, too. I like both of them. That's the first time I heard Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir do it. I liked it. Okay, let's see if I can get that one up for us. It's probably right there with us. That's Shane and Shane, isn't it?
Matt Redman.
He said Shang and Shang. Let's see what happened. Oh, is that 10,000?
Yeah.
Is that the, okay, I got you. All right, let me get back to y'all. Do the share thing.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. In His holy name, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love, and You're slow to anger. Your name is great, and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So His holy name. Sin like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless You, strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Come, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Your holy name. Yes, I will worship Your holy name. Lord, I worship Your holy name.
Can't hear me?
Okay. You were muted.
I know, that generally happens up like that. You can't hear nobody when they're muted, can you, Barbara?
No, it's a good thing we were muted. I was really singing loud over here.
Okay, praise God. Okay, has anybody else got one? Okay, Missy.
Victor's Crown by Darlene Check, however you pronounce her last name.
Yeah. Victor's Crown?
Mm-hmm.
Hillsong.
Well.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, she Darlene Zeshikishu, however how you pronounce her name. You want the one with the lyrics or live?
I don't know. You decide.
Okay. I like the lyrics, so I can sing well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You were always fighting for us, heaven's angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple, let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the world. You were ever interceding as the lost become the found. You can never be defeated, so you wear the victor's crown. You are Jesus the Messiah. You're the hope of all the world. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you.
Thank you.
This is a good one.
Whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, and I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster vial. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster vial. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box. Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair, my hair. You are there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. Oil. Oh, you don't know.
I tear up every time I watch that. That's awesome. Okay. All right, anybody else?
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Gano.
Well, I guess Missy asked for the one that I was going to request, so I'll choose a different one. I really like that one, Victor's Crown. It's one I play a lot. I like it. How about Revelation Song by Carrie Job?
Okay, coming up.
Okay, thank you.
To him who sits on heaven's mercy.
Okay. Anybody else? City of Light, God is for us. Is that it, Joe? Is that a song?
Yes, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I'll do it. Ooh. That was my boy, I said. All right, let me get y'all. I thought that was Michael Farron back there. Dry Bones guy. Remember him? Can't see him right now. Okay, anybody else while I got it up here?
Play the Dry Bones song if you want.
No. I tell you what I do like, though. Can I play one I really, really like?
I got one next, but go ahead.
What you got, Joe?
Well, you can go first, but I got another one. I got one.
Okay. I'm waiting on
you. All right, then. All right, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
Oh, no, I thought you were waiting on that thing. Okay. No. Paul Baloche. That's B-A-L-O-C-H-E. Yep. Okay, good deal. King of Heaven, Come Down. It's an older one of his. It's still good, though. There we go.
Jesus, let your kingdom come here. Let your will be done here in us. Jesus, there is no one greater. You alone are Savior. Show the world your love. King of Heaven, come down. King of Heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of Heaven, come. King of Heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You're strong to save in your mighty name. King of Heaven, come. We are children of your mercy, rescued for your glory. We cry, Jesus, set our hearts towards you. Every eye would see you lifted high. King of Heaven, come down. King of Heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of Heaven, come. And glory reign, shining like the day, King of heaven come.
Now he's Now he's underneath my feet. I'm marching out in victory. Hallelujah. Sing Jesus, because Jesus crushed the enemy
with authority.
Now he's underneath my feet.
That's right.
I'm marching out in victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the simple praise and worship songs that I like because I can memorize those.
I'm just amazed at how people can nail things like that. Just
yeah, it's pretty neat.
It's talent.
All right. Anybody else got a song? I got one more if y'all want to hear it. Go ahead, Missy. Missy didn't want to hear it.
Here's My Heart, Lord, by David Crowder.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. Here's My Heart. Is that the name of it? Okay, I gotta remember what I'm doing here.
Here's my heart, Lord.
Okay. That's a good one. I like that. That's one of the slow songs the crowd are singing. Unlock the devil, run devil, run. All right, everybody else got one. I probably got room for one more.
How about Nobody from Casting Crowns? It's a new song.
Okay.
No, Nobody, but I think it's just called Nobody, but it's like they sing Nobody About Jesus. I mean, Nobody But Jesus. Oh, I'm tired.
Uh-oh. Video unavailable. All right, I found it. Let's see here. Get y'all back up here.
Why you ever chose me? There's always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Go down in history.
As another blood bought faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever want to be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
'Cause I'm just a nobody,
nobody
trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Boy, I like that one. That's a good one, Bobby. Yeah, I like that one. Okay, we're about out of time here. Has anybody got a prayer request before we go? Is that a Bose headset, Andrew? Oh, man. I listened to one the other day. Brandy has a pair of them. And I listened to one the other day. Man, that's got a sound to it. Lord of God, I was dancing around there like somebody else. Ooh, Lord. I'm telling you, I mean, it was, gosh, it sounded like the whole, you know, it was right there with you. That Bose said, it just cost too much money for me. Well, let's call it a night, I guess. Lord, thank you so much. We just, all these praises go to you, Father. This black casting crown said, I'm living for the world to see nobody but Jesus. I like that line. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah, that you're making all of us like it. We're just a nobody looking like Jesus. Praise you, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. As we go out this weekend, bless us all, Lord, that we are just nobody looking like Jesus. That when we go out the room every morning, that we go out thinking about you, Lord, thinking about how we're looking like you. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you for answering all our prayers tonight. Thank you for all the testimonies and the praise you put. And Father, we just pray that these praise songs, they went up for you, Lord. We lift them up to you because we love you and we praise you and we glorify you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for being our God, being Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I thank you for being our God, our shepherd, being our shepherd, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Good night, y'all. Bless you.